So today we celebrate the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. We celebrate that beautiful agape love that's shared between the Father and the Son, which becomes then for us that power of the Holy Spirit, and we're invited into that. I think we have been spending our lifetime doing all that we can to be a part of that agape love. Today in the second reading, we see the words, Abba, Father. Abba is just the word that they use. It's an affectionate term from their era. We would say Papa or Daddy. And so I do in my prayers, and I pray you do too. This is the kind of love that God wants to share with each one of us. That agape love. That amazing love. You know, before I started Mass last night, Lake in Lauterbach handed me this sheet of paper, and she had a big smile on her face. It turns out she was asked in her religion class to describe her parish, and so she typed it out. Beautiful penmanship, it's better than mine. And I just want to share that with you right now. St. Mary of Pine Bluff. My church is St. Mary of Pine Bluff, and it is a wonderful church to be a part of. When I first walk in my church, I see the beautiful grand altar with amazing pretty statues and the shiny gold tabernacle. The next thing you notice when you walk in my church is the fragrant smoky smell of incense. Finally, when I'm in my church, I can hear people and kids talking, loud church bells and beautiful voices singing music. I love my church because it is so beautiful. It makes me feel closer to God. And I have a great priest named Father Rick who makes me feel welcomed and loved. That last part is why I wanted to share this now. We have an amazing parish. I pray you you understand that too and see it. We are in an historic era right now. We've been talking about this, maybe ad nauseum. Maybe it's starting to wear on us that we're talking about it so much. And frankly, I wish we didn't have to. But when we look around, we see the devil's emboldened like never before. My theory has been that God is allowing this so that all of the evil will be exposed. So what can we do? Well, something I think that we have done really well, but I'm asking you, I'm begging you to be a part of what's in my heart. And I believe is the central message of our Catholic Christian faith. Again, we're being invited to be drawn into that agape love. The Father, Son, in the unity of the Holy Spirit. What do we need to do? We need to unite as never before. This monstrous evil that we're dealing with, I've been saying since very, very early on, I don't know the exact date I started doing it, but I think it might have been Lent of last year. This evil is manifested as rage and division. We saw the streets on fire all last year. We're seeing everybody united. I'm begging all of us to don't get pulled into any kind of infighting. The devil, the enemy's out there. The devil's out there. We have righteous anger toward that. And we need to stand up and we need to fight. But we need to become united ourselves. And the devil's trying everything to divide us. Don't get pulled into infighting. Do everything you can to resist it. Instead, let's hug. Let's work at it. Let's do everything that we can to become as united as we possibly can. And so one of the initiatives, or I'm not going to call it one of the initiatives, like it's one among many, the initiative that we decided to do as a family these Thursday nights, please, please, join us. This is a time for us to get united into that agape love as we're here with our Lord exposed before us in the tenderness of that intimate moment. We become one with Him. and with each other. We are his children. Abba, Papa, Daddy, we love you. And we are a family together. It's amazing. Yes, we're doing great. I count my blessings every day to be in company with all of you. You're amazing. But let's keep working at it even more. Let's become amazinger, right? This is a totalitarian superpower that has laid hold of us. Totalitarian just basically means a power that demands total compliance and obedience. That's what we're in right now. But we got to do the David thing. Size doesn't matter. Remember somebody describing that scene? It's like everybody was frightened. Everybody was saying, we're done with Goliath and his army in place. And David comes up and goes, what's wrong with you people? We have the power of God. We have the power of God. And throughout salvation history, we've seen Goliaths rise and fall under the power of God. We've got to get into that agape love, into that power of the Holy Spirit, into that unity as a family of God. I want us to be obnoxiously loving with each other. Let's do that. Just obnoxiously loving with each other. We spent a year being separated, quarantined, divided, distanced from each other. Well, if you want a hug, I'll give it to you. I'm not going to go full on Joe Biden on you, but if you want a hug, I will give you one. And this is what we need in this time. This is the fight we're in. It's a fight against good versus evil, yes, but it's a fight against rage and division and love and unity. Let's do everything we can to be about that in this time. This morning, as usually happens in Lord's morning prayer, I got my favorite psalm before you, and I want to just close by sharing Psalm 63 with you. Oh God, you are my God, for you I long. For you my soul is thirsting, my body pines for you, like a dry, weary land without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and your glory. For your love is better than life. My lips will speak your praise. So I will bless you all my life. In your name, I will lift up my hands. My soul shall be filled as with a banquet. My mouth shall praise you with joy. On my bed I remember you. On you I muse through the night, for you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings I rejoice. And literally every time I pray this psalm, I do this alone by myself. My soul clings to you. Your right hand holds me fast. I do that every time I pray that prayer. God is with us. Unity and love will win. We need to be on that side. Today we also celebrate the feast of Saint Joan of Arc. This time I will close with this. Joan of Arc said, "One life is all we have. And we live it as we believe in living it. But to sacrifice what you are and to live without belief, that is a fate more terrible than dying." Let's join together with all zeal, with all fervency. Let's be united in love. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen.